Guardian Unlimited.
The head of Britain's army, General Sir Richard Dannett, has said we should withdraw our troops from Iraq soon. He says our continued presence there is jeopardising British security, at home as well as abroad. That's definitely not the position of the British government. I asked our security editor, Richard Norton Taylor, what the General's position is.
Richard Dannett has said something which has been saying privately for quite a long time, and so have senior military commanders, who are desperately unhappy about Britain's continuing role, military role, in Iraq. He says that the presence of British soldiers, and indeed American ones too by implication, in Iraq is just exacerbating the security situation. There, it is another reason why insurgents are killing people in Iraq, but also worsening Britain's security interests around the world. Unlike Afghanistan, where I think the British Army think that there is a role and there is something worth fighting for to prevent Al-Qaeda and Taliban again. So he says that about Iraq, and by implication is it lambastes Tony Blair's foreign policy, which has always been, you know, as moral grounds, we're going into Iraq to save the Iraqi people and so forth, and democracy and all that kind of stuff.
What are the conditions under which Britain might pull the troops out of Iraq, according to the government?
The government comes out with this sort of mantra, which is conditions-based exit of British troops, which means, in a very vague way, it means when the Iraqis can stand on their own 2 feet, or when the new Iraqi army and security forces can look after their own security and protect Iraqi citizens. The British, you know, government, if you like, and the Americans, too, they have an excuse to have a reason to go, rather than, you know, having, quote, failed, unquote, with their tail between their legs.
This is very uncharted waters, aren't they, with the head of a military is saying something different from the democratically elected government.
Well, it's the head of the military expressing himself. I think that there's an element that he knows what he was saying. He's quite a straight talker. There's sort of naivety in the military how the straight talking gets picked up by the media and sometimes exaggerated, or because it's so rare, in a way, and because the justification of Iraq is just a central justification of Blair's foreign policy in general and Blair's legacy. But also, he's a devout Christian, he's a very committed Christian, General Dannett. But far from being a crusader, it's almost like sort of backwards Christian soldiers rather than homewards Christian soldiers, because he said we're doing dangerous stuff out there. But also, he links it to the effect of that military presence in the Middle East, to British society. And he looks and talks about the spread of Islamist extremism in Britain. He suggests that could be getting worse and worse. And then he says, what kind of society is a British army going to reflect? There's a muscular Christianity, if you like. There's a dangerous element there of his seeing that the British army is only there to reflect very sort of white European British society.
And do you think Tony Blair will be tempted to sack him?
He's not quite backtracking now, General Dannett, but if he tries to make some more appeasing remarks. And also, it's out that Des Brown, the newish Defence Secretary, is also quite a straight talker too, and not a Blairite at all. He's more of a Gordon Browner. And I think Des Brown has seen that how the army cannot go on like this. And the army is desperately overstretched and in short of money, apart from anything else.
What effect do you think his comments will have on the morale of the troops on the ground?
Well, I think most people are going to say, this is good, about time someone taught Turkey. Or rather, you know, some opposition or even Labour backbenchers are saying now that this will demoralise the army. The armies are meant to be, you know, policemen, soldiers, diplomats, ambassadors, development aid workers. And, you know, why should they? Why can't other people do some of this?
Can we expect now to see a change in Britain's foreign policy as a result of this intervention?
Well, I don't think so. Well, I think we're going to see maybe a change in maybe the articulation of British aims and, you know, when are we going to get out of Iraq and so on. And also in Afghanistan, maybe a better explanation of it all. I don't think we're going to change. We're not going to suddenly quit just like that. But I think Blair's got to come and respond. I mean, Des Brown, Defence Secretary, probably will, but Blair also has to respond.
Guardian Unlimited.